This is DJ Frederick. We're digging into the world of cassettes, 8-tracks, and vinyl records. From the past century of recorded sound, the Radio Thrift Shop is open for musical exploration. Absolutely love that song from 1982. Martin Newell, Cleaners from Venus, and a track, Wivenhoe Bells 2. I'm renting a room, you can see the moon, in a factory yard at night, and the bells ring Sunday, practice on Monday, never seem to get it right. Weekend lovers snuggling in a phone box hear Sunday church bells, terraced houses very near the railway hear Sunday church bells. Does an angel kiss like a cymbal splash? Do I tear myself away? It's a dangerous time near the railway line for the boy who came to stay. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop.
This is Bird Note. Cold mountain lakes can be exceptional places to listen. The surrounding slopes don't just block out noise, they can also transform a remote lake basin into a giant amphitheater.
This is a great example on how you can seek out an ideal concert hall in nature.
That's Gordon Hempton, our sonic guide for Sound Escapes, the new podcast series from Bird Note. See, because the lake is cold and the air above it is warmer, and because sound travels faster through warm layers than through cold ones, this lake has turned into a giant funneling microphone. So if you're by the side of a cold lake in just the right valley on an early spring evening, you might be able to hear the entire valley at once. Tune in to the whole evening chorus on our website, birdnote.org/soundescapes. I'm Ashley Ahern. This show is made possible by Jim and Birta Faulkner of Seattle, the Bobolink Foundation, Idy Ulsh, and the Horizons Foundation.
All right, welcome back. This is DJ Frederick. Freeform radio has almost disappeared from the airwaves, so for folks who've been listening over the past 20 years to Radio Thrift Shop or Seldom Heard Radio, thank you for your support. I'm going to keep going and producing radio for as long as possible, hopefully for at least the next 20 years. So on Radio Thrift Shop, you will hear folk, jazz, easy listening, indie pop, indie rock, and more. Music from your grandparents' attic, and music that hasn't been released yet. We're stepping into days of future past on Radio Thrift Shop. the amazing Leon Lohman from his Liquid Diamonds LP, Bumpin' on Sunset. Before that, brand new 10-inch vinyl from Mitch and Mitch. The album's called Frisco Moods, and that tune was San Francisco. And we started off with Mr. Louis Bonfa and Sunflower from his Jacaranda LP. Well, this is DJ Frederick, and you are tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop.
Hi, everybody. This is Joe Walsh. One thing I do when I'm not playing rock and roll is get on the air as an amateur radio operator. Also called ham radio, is a communication service provided by ordinary people just like you and me. Ham radio operators are everywhere, in your city, your area, your neighborhood, in any country you go to. We have a national emergency communication system in place, 24/7, 365, in case of natural or man-made disasters, earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes, floods, you name it, we're there. Find out more about amateur radio at ARRL.org/whatishamradio. See you on the air.
You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. Community radio for crate diggers, dusty groovers, and the musically adventurous. Thank you.
Things it does for modern life.
Thank you.
From a homemade tape, that was Roland Blinn with a tune called Shortwave, released back in 1996. And we do love shortwave here at the Radio Thrift Shop. Before that, Tranquility with a tune called Silver from 1972. Well, this is DJ Frederick, and you're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop.
Writing, desktop publishing, letterpress printing, blogging, sharing. These are just some of the activities of the American Amateur Press Association, with over 75 years of living tradition and focused on the communication technology of tomorrow. The AAPA invites you to investigate more at aapainfo.org. That's aapainfo.org. Remember, follow your creative impulse.
Here's a program from our archives. If you should come across a group of brightly garbed people dancing and leaping about to this music as they clack long wooden sticks together, or you've come upon a Morris dance, then this is a very good time of year to witness it. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet. Morris dancing is an English folk form, hundreds of years old. Shakespeare referred to it in several of his plays. And for about the past 25 years, there's been a revival of Morris dancing on both sides of the Atlantic. Laura Chesson plays fiddle in a Morris group in Virginia. She says the sounds of Morris music may be a bit misleading.
The music has a real kind of proper formal quality to it. It's really very much English dance music, and it's been fitted into something which is more robust and athletic. Traditionally, there are six dancers, and that's called the side. And it's set up in three pairs of two, and you face up towards the musicians. And the musicians are usually fiddlers, or a melodeon, which is a kind of a squeeze box or a concertina. And sometimes there are drums.
Morris dancing is traditionally part of a springtime ritual, a celebration of fertility that's often performed in May Day fairs and festivals. In one style of Morris, the dancers wear wooden clogs, and in the most popular form, the dancers wave handkerchiefs, wear bells around their legs, and have wooden sticks that they sometimes pound onto the ground, symbolically tamping seeds into the soil.
Morris dancing is a fertility reenactment of the planting ritual, and the significance of the sticks are to awaken the earth.
We've been listening to a program from our archives. If you want to hear more, check out our podcast. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
You found the Dusty Grooves here at the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick.
Once you knew for sure, now you're walking in the shore to wonder. The more you learn, the less you know. The more you move, the more you go to nowhere. Ask a bird as she flies by just where she's at, and she says where the wind blows. Ask her by that what she means, she says she doesn't know, but as she flew away, she seemed to say the wind. love. Where blows the wind? The wind is my love. Say you staggered to your room, sleep by day and plot by moon your conscious plight. Pack your dreams, you move away, decide to eat and live by day and leave the night. City sun blinks in your eyes, you shade your face and realize a lonely crowd. Then at once you feel the smile, and then the ice warm air moves by. She says the breeze provokes her sigh, the wind is. Another spring, another joy, a human thing called lovers. You play your roles a comedy, refreshing well the tragedy you're living. Love was sure, so you say, but like the wind, love blew away. But as she left, she seemed to say, the wind is. where blows the wind. The wind is my love.
Aha!
right, running out of time for this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. That was Tarika Blue with Dream Flower. Before that, Tito Puente from 1962, Oye Como Va. And we started off with Circus Maximus and Wind. This is DJ Frederick saying, wishing you many blessings, and I'll see you next time, or you'll hear me next time on the Radio Thrift Shop.